right here with Terry Collins. Terry, we're back for season three of the Terry Collins Show.
Season three. Well, it's been, we've had two good runs. Let's have another good one.
Let's give it another shot and see what happens. It's been really wonderful to work with you over the last couple of seasons. And of course, we thank the Tunnel of the Towers Foundation for their support. Because they partner with us, and what a relationship you've developed with that organization over the last couple of years.
Well, it's changed certainly my life in the last 3 years, what I've done. And, you know, and when you see what Tunnel of Towers does for first responders, families, for vets, it's easy to go out and do what you can to help out.
Yeah. What I like about our show, Terry, is that we're not kind of just talking heads that give opinions about everything. We really try to entertain the viewers of the show, the listeners of our show. And this year, we're going to be incorporating some really special new things for the audience. First of which is a brand new segment. And as everybody knows, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has just completed a wonderful documentary on the tragic 25th anniversary of 9/11 and how baseball helped heal New York. And over the course of time, over the last year and a half or so, I think there were 21 interviews conducted with guys like Mike Piazza and Steve Phillips and Jay Horowitz and Al Leiter and so many others from the Mets and the Yankee organizations. Yourself, you had some first responder friends that you were featured in the doc. And these stories were so heartwarming and that it's hard to put them in a one-hour documentary. So each week this season, we're going to do a Never Forget segment where we have that longer interview. What was it really like for Mike Piazza? What was it really like for Al Leiter? What was it really like for Steve Phillips and Brian Cashman and Roger Clemens and Paul O'Neill and so many others, Johnny Franco.
Right.
So that'll be featured on the show this year. So we're very excited about that to give the fans an opportunity to see these heartwarming stories as it leads up to the 25th anniversary of that tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun, this is a, you know, it's a big event. And I've said it publicly, you know, it can't come at a better time to see what happens. And the people are going, this documentary is going to show the passion those guys had. And it's still there 25 years later.
Yes.
And so we're just going to rekindle that. And hopefully it speaks volumes to what, you know, what took place, not just on 9/11, but following 9/11.
And the ongoing effort that the organization has that works day to day to day and helping the first responders, military families. And so we're so happy and proud to be associated with them again. And another thing that we're going to do this year that's going to bring back history, it is the 40th anniversary of the last time the Mets won the World Series in 1986. So this year, in association with Coaches Collectibles, we're going to be bringing on members of the 86 Mets and some other old-timers and feature their stories about celebrating what happened in 86. So that's also going to be a great thing to do. We have interviews scheduled. We got some surprise interviews that we've discussed internally that are going to really please the people. Some really interesting folks are being booked. And even our reporters that have helped us over the last season, Laura Albanese is coming back to help us. And she just won the AP in the top 10 beat writers of America. This just happened. And so Laura's back with us. Andy Martino, of course, as we know, your buddy, is now working for the Mets.
Working for the Mets. But, you know, it's again, they're such big helps and they have such educated opinions, you know. So I always love to hear what they have to say, and it'll be fun to have them back on.
Absolutely. And because Andy is now with the Mets, he certainly can't join us the way he used to. But another buddy of yours had expressed some interest, Mr. Sal Licata.
Sal Licata, yep. There's an opinion there.
Well, I'm going to let you see if you could tame him.
Yeah, I've never met anybody who's more excitable, more passionate Mets fan than Sal. And I really enjoy my time at SNY, and he'll bring that same passion to our show.
Absolutely. So we look forward to season three, and I'm so grateful and blessed to have this opportunity again with you for another season, Terry. Thank you so much.
You bet. I look forward to it.
That was me with Terry Collins, shot at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, as we say hi for season three of the Terry Collins Show, presented by Tunnel of Towers, supporting America's greatest heroes. Donate just $11 per month by going to t2t.org. That's t2t.org. I'm John Arezzi, and it's great to be back for another season of our show. And this year, the show will be bigger and better. Returning features like The Leadoff which covers the Mets each and every week with top insiders who report on the team every single day. And that includes Mets beat writer Laura Albanese. She'll return with us this season, and we'll bring aboard other top reporters for a true inside view of what's happening on and off the field with the New York Mets. There'll be new segments, great interviews, and even a way for you to be on the show, having Terry answer your questions. And we'll have a way for you to get some amazing Mets collectibles with a new association with Coaches Collectibles New York. Before we get to our first talking with TC, discussing the 2025 season and the outlook for 2026, we want to tell you about our friends and the continued great work they do day after day, and that's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It's hard to believe it's been 25 years since the 9/11 terror attacks, but from the ashes of the World Trade Center, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation was born. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting America's greatest heroes and their families. This year, the foundation will provide 343 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. The number 343 is symbolic because that's how many New York City firefighters were killed on 9/11. Earlier this year, Tunnel to Towers announced a new program. Every child helped by the foundation will be eligible for a college scholarship. By the end of the year, T2T will have delivered 2,000 homes as well. That means the children and all those families will have their futures transformed. They can go to college for free. But this doesn't happen without you. The foundation relies on donors to give $11 a month at T2T.org. And in order to live up to its mission to never forget 9/11, Tunnel to Towers is undertaking an historic Steel Across America tour. The foundation will be bringing an artifact from the World Trade Center on a trip from New York to California and back. This massive 16,000-pound steel beam was recovered from the original World Trade Center site. The tour will allow people in 21 states and Washington, D.C., to see history up close. For more information, you can go to T2T.org. Your $11 a month will allow Tunnel to Towers to continue to do good. And we will be back with our first Talking with T.C., speaking to the man himself, Terry Collins, right after this word from Mets all-time great and Hall of Famer Mike Piazza on behalf of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Piazza.
Good to see you.
I'm going to bring you back to 9/11. 10 days afterwards, you're playing Atlanta. New York was down, and you hit that miraculous home run.
I was very blessed to be in the right place at the right time and have a lot of people pulling for me.
And it made a difference.
Just $11 a month will go a long way to support our first responders, soldiers, and veterans. Go to T2T.org for more information on how you can help.
All right, Terry, season preview, the Mets, out of all the teams in Major League Baseball in the offseason, made dramatic changes. Did you see, obviously everybody knew there could be changes, but the wholesale changes that the team made, were you surprised by that?
Some yes, some no. I was not surprised. You know, I was surprised about the Brandon Nimmo move. Because I think Brandon Nimmo brings a pretty good piece to the puzzle. You know, he's a solid at bats. You know what kind of effort you're going to get every single day that he's out there. That one surprised me a little bit. I thought because of what happened with Pete last year in the wintertime, you know, no job, waited, and kind of, okay, I'll take what you got. I think maybe that bothered Scott a little bit.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised that he went elsewhere, even though I agree with what Straw said.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to have him look back in a few years and say, I wish I would have stayed, because he would have broke every offensive record in Mets history. That number would be up in the rafters. So that one surprised me a little bit. I really thought the Jeff McNeil move, I thought they were going to try to get especially some pitching help, because he's such a valuable guy with so many positions. So, but you know, it is what it is, and baseball changes in today's game a lot.
Yeah, the thing that you're saying about Pete, since the beginning of 2025, and that was just so contentious in getting him signed at spring training, and then after this disappointing season, you knew that Scott Boras was going to go after the longest term deal for Pete, and Pete himself, he said he was going to, you know, opt out right after the season was over. So you knew that there was that split there. Mm-hmm. But it is sad to see, because you don't really get to see that too much anymore, about a player staying with a franchise for their entirety of their career. And Pete was very beloved. But on the other side of the coin, David is like, we weren't going to roll back the same team as that didn't win yet.
Yeah.
So he made all the changes. There's been a fresh attitude to the 26 Mets. All the coaches are gone too. Was that a surprising move?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked.
That was major.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at it 2 years ago, I thought Eric Chavez did one of the best jobs as a hitting coach, guys I've ever been around. And so again, but when, just like you said, I think when you look at the end of the season and you have such a disappointing year, someone's going to fall on the sword. And, you know, so it ended up being the coaching staff. And, you know, I always thought Jeremy Hefner did a great job. Yeah. I mean, the pitching's gotten better. I don't know him.
Soto stealing 38 bases.
Yeah, so that was, you know, when you're the boss, you got to make moves that you think are going to make the club better. And so David's done it, and you got to salute him and say, well, good luck, you know, I'm going to be rooting for him all year long, and I hope it all pays off.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look at the minor league system, which really has become one of the tops in the major leagues now, and now it looks like it could start really bearing some fruit, not only with a guy like Nolan McClain, who when you look at this guy, he looks like a seasoned pro. It's like he's got the grit, he's confident, and he's dealing out there. Watch the baseball, the World Baseball Classic, and the first three batters he faces, he just strikes them out.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be wonderful. The new right fielder, Benj, is going to get his shot, it looks like. But when you look at and I've been at many spring training games this year, when I'm seeing the top guys like A.J. Ewing, and you see this system about to start bearing fruit for the organization, which, if you have that foundation, Terry, and you have those young kids being fed, you know.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I go back and think about, you know, when I had Matt Kemp, Russell Martin, James Loney, Chad Billingsley, Jonathan Broxton, Clayton Kershaw. I mean, you know, and that's the job of the minor leagues.
Yeah.
But you know where it starts? It starts with those scouts.
Yes.
Scouting is still the backbone of baseball, and those guys went out and they signed good players. So the scouting directors should take pride in the fact that, you know, that organization has built up their minor league system to the point where it's at today.
And then you have Steve Cohen, who is never afraid to spend money, never afraid to make the right moves, and now he's going to be transforming Citi Field into Metropolitan Park with the development that he's going to be doing now. Billions of dollars in development, hotel, casino, parks, amphitheater for entertainment. Within 3-4 years, that's the whole Metropolitan Park, that whole area is going to be revitalized
It's going to be cool. It's going to be one of the great great destinations in sports.
Yeah. Well, you know, any predictions on the 2026 Mets? It's going to be a tough division for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, every spring, John, I used to tell the players, there's 30 managers all stood up in front of their team and said exactly the same thing.
Yep.
You know, we stay healthy, we play the game right, we got a shot. I think the Mets, I like their team. I like the fact what they've done with the pitch. I think the addition of Peralta is huge.
Yes.
You know, I hope that Williams is the guy who can close like he used to in Milwaukee. And, again, I think it's a great opportunity for him. You know, the makeup of the club, your star players got to play good. Right. Therefore, they got to be healthy. And so I think, for me, it starts with the shortstop. He's, the key of the guy, the lineup, and, you know, I think the addition of Bo at third base, even though he's going to play a new position, he's athletic.
He's so gritty. I mean, he's so work focused, and he's a spark plug. And I got the opportunity to see him many times when I was doing the podcast with Gibby about the Toronto Blue Jays, and I got to know Bo and interviewed him. And but just seeing his work ethic and what he brings to the table and the clutch hitting, when you have a guy who led the major leagues in average with men in scoring position, which the Mets certainly needed help in. So I think that's going to be a great fit. And of course, you got your left fielder Juan Soto, who absolutely is on fire already in the World Baseball Classic. And by the time we run this on the show, that'll be over. But to see that happening and to see him more comfortable in New York and to get to know the team and to be integrated and the additions that they made, which seems to be bringing everyone together, it could be a great season, but anything can happen.
Again, it's a marathon, John. It's a marathon.
It is.
So, you know, I think it's great to sit in this time of spring training and say, you know what, I like their team. I do like their team a lot.
Yeah.
Now it's about going out and playing the game.
And doing it.
Yep.
Well, Terry, we look forward to this season, and this kind of wraps up this little season preview, and we look forward to a successful season this year, and thank you so much again.
You bet.
It was so great to be down in Port St. Lucie for spring training this year, and getting to spend a lot of time with TC was wonderful. Terry was a fabulous host, inviting us to his home, his golf club, and getting to know so much more about his life and career. That was truly fabulous. Laura Albanese did an in-depth interview with Terry about his life and career as a baseball lifer, and we're going to feature those Get to Know TCs on future episodes this season. And now a very important part of what we're going to be doing this season. Those who are regular listeners to this show and who watch each episode on YouTube or Spotify know about the close association and partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And over the past year and a half, T2T has been putting together a very special documentary, which is making its debut this week on the streaming service Fox Nation. The film remembers that horrific attack 25 years ago on 9/11 and how the New York Mets and the New York Yankees helped New York heal. It captured the behind-the-scenes stories of how the Mets and Yankees stepped up during the tragedy. And over 20 Mets, Yankees, their broadcasters, front office personnel, and others were featured in this documentary. It's also the reason for the formation of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, honoring New York Fire Department first responder Stephen Siller, who lost his life on 9/11. It is an amazing, emotional tribute. So right now, let's take a look at a preview of that documentary, Never Forget How Baseball Helped New York Heal, produced by Z Media Ventures on behalf of Tunnel to Towers.
It was personal for the Yankees, it was personal for New York, and it was personal for America.
It was an invasion of us in our backyard.
I think we all probably had the same feeling, and all of a sudden baseball is certainly not important. You know, you're more concerned about people.
We were asking ourselves, how can we participate? How can we help with some of that healing?
On the fly, the parking lot at Shea Stadium became the staging area for the rescue effort.
You know, we went from packed parking lots with fans coming to the game to trailers being pulled in and firefighters that were coming in and staying in the bowels of the stadium on cots and sleeping. It was quite a transformation.
We went to the armory where all the family members were waiting for results from the DNA. My center fielder, Bernie Williams, went up to this woman and he says, I don't know what to say. He says, but you look like you need a hug.
And she just grabbed him and just started sobbing. And I'm like, that's why we're here.
They were happy to see that, you know, people cared.
It was tough. It was tough to play baseball knowing how many people were hurting here. This was one of those moments in that you could feel it starting to well up.
And it's hit deep to left center. Home run!
At that instant, we took our first baby step towards an emotional recovery.
Bittersweet, obviously, to look back, seeing the tragedy of that week and
all of the broken hearts of those who we'd lost. It was really an incredible range of emotions.
You're like, wow, this is bigger. I mean, baseball is gonna play a part in the healing.
We all learned a lesson from 9/11 that, you know, we are more than just playing for wins and losses. Those uniforms mean a lot more than that.
We will never forget. That's what George W. said when he stood on the pile downtown. And those words are branded into my brain, and I believe that you should walk that talk and never forget.
That's where that story ends, and there's a whole new story of good, like Tunnel to Towers. It's been an amazing, you know, organization.
It is our responsibility as Americans to give back to those who have given so much to us. And although our foundation was born out of tragedy, we know there is more goodness in this world than evil.
9/11 is a day that this country won't forget.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Powerful stuff. You could watch the documentary this week on Fox Nation. Check your local listings for running times. With over 20 interviews of those Mets and Yankees telling their 9/11 memories, those stories were impossible to fully be told in a one-hour documentary. So this season, right here on the show, on each episode of this Terry Collins program, leading up to the 25th anniversary of 9/11, we're going to have a Never Forget segment on this show, hearing those stories from those individuals exclusively right here on the program. The Never Forget segments that will air each and every week on the Terry Collins Show will be compelling, and I know that each and every one of you out there watching as the season progresses will really get into some of these long-form conversations with those who remember that 9/11 tragedy and how baseball did indeed help New York heal. We are going to start a brand new segment here at the Terry Collins Show, one that we're very excited about. Each and every week, each and every episode, we're going to do the collectibles corner. I know many of you out there collect Mets memorabilia, and you go to autograph signings, and sometimes it's really difficult to get an autographed item that's authentic to add to your collection. Well, this season, we have formed an association with Coaches Collectibles in New York, one of the premier sports memorabilia dealers and promoter of so many personal appearances of not only past Mets, but current Mets, legends, other sports greats, and also celebrity signings. Right now, we're going to bring on Dominic from Coaches Collectibles. He is the founder of that company, and he is joining us, and we're happy to have him here today. Dominic.
Hey, John. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. And before we say anything else, I want to thank you and Terry especially for this opportunity to work together and be a part of the show and bring some new things to the fans and everyone that's listening. So I appreciate it. I'm very humbled by it.
Oh, it's great for us to have you with us. And I mean, we met, it was last summer. I think it was during alumni weekend where you were doing an event with Bobby Valentine out on Long Island. And I had done something with Bobby. We had him on the show. We did a little
9/11. We did the 9/11 game with him.
We did. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Right. And so we got a chance to say hello and, just mentioned to you, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, we bring Terry Collins and Tom Halyant together? Yeah. You automatically thought that was a good idea.
Great idea.
So because obviously Halyant was on this show and we brought them together for their first interview. And to this day, that has gotten more views and went viral. I mean, on my personal TikTok when I put that thing up. It has 800,000 views on Terry's YouTube channel. And no matter where we post it, it just goes through the roof. And that event was so special in December at the Queens Baseball Convention, where you actually brought them together. And it was a very cool event.
Yeah, you know what was especially cool about it was that to put the two of them in the same room together, which they hadn't really done before, and then to really give fans perspective on like what actually happened, and the fact that like they don't hate each other, whereas they might have seemed like at that moment they disliked each other, but they were actually very close, and the fact that people didn't know that managers and umpires, these discussions are taped every game, but it's just never released. It's not supposed to be. And somehow this one clip was leaked, and neither of them knows how. Nobody knows to this day, right, how it got leaked. Nope. And it turned into this incredibly viral Met event that still to this day Met fans, you know, rejoice on and are love to talk about. So it was really cool to hear both of their perspectives and sit there and as a fan listen to them. Forget the part about meeting both of them, getting an autograph, taking a picture with the two of them together, because that was really cool too. But just hearing the story, which is what the part of the Queens Baseball Convention I really love, you know, it's more than just an autograph event or an autograph signing, like really to just kind of hear the stories and to hear how that whole thing transpired. And then just know that they don't hate each other. They're still very close friends. And it was just, It was definitely a remarkable experience, and I definitely hope that we can put it together more often in other places, because there are Met fans in Queens, but there are tons of Met fans in New Jersey and Connecticut that weren't able to make that event.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to do that with them more often.
Yeah, just based on our analytics and where our audiences are listening from, New York is number one, but you have Jersey, you have Connecticut, you have Pennsylvania, you have the whole tri-state area, and to bring Terry and Tom together for some future events, I think is a really good idea. I was blown away. First of all, when I went to QBC and I saw the huge displays and your tables and the unique items that you have in your inventory and in your warehouse, and then when I went down to your warehouse, I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away as a Mets fan for 60 years. Yeah. This is my 60th anniversary of being a Met fan.
Yeah.
And me as a collector myself, I was blown away. And the question that I have for you is, how did this all start for you, where you got into this very competitive business and also a business that's scrutinized because of unsavory personalities get involved in it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was a collector at heart forever. You know, I always enjoyed going to different autograph signings all over the tri-state area, really. And I mean, I loved it from time I was probably 15 or 16 years old and had a job and was making money. I was never one of those, you know, stalk them at a hotel, chase them around. And I never did any of that. I was like, I just, you know, I liked the approach of just having to wait online, meet the person and whatever. And I remember going to see guys like Cal Ripken Jr. and all these other players and across all sports. And I just always enjoyed it. As I got older, I was very entrepreneurial, and I started my own businesses probably when I was about 26. And in 2019, I just saw like a lapse. There was signings that were going on across the country that I couldn't be a part of. And I still needed either an autograph for a multi-sign piece or just somebody I wanted. So we were, you know, I'd mail it to whoever else was handling the signing. And more times than none, we were getting things back and just unhappy. Like, you know, the pen was bad. It was in the wrong color. It was signed in the wrong spot. They forgot the authentication sticker. Just like minor details of things that I'm like, how do these things get, you know, left by the wayside? And in my early 20s, I worked for the Scotto Brothers on Long Island, which is a big catering company. And I was a catering manager and a maitre d' for weddings. And details were very important. I actually ran a wedding that was live on NBC at 6 in the morning. It was like they did this big wedding giveaway. And the wedding was live on TV. So we were on like a very strict regimented schedule of, hey, this has to be done by this exact second because we have to go to commercial break and all this crazy stuff. So I've always been very detail oriented. So when I saw this like kind of lapse of like no one's really paying attention here, I said, I can do this better. I know I can do it better. And that's how it kind of began. We started with some smaller shows and just kind of taking orders from people. And the social media part of it was huge, obviously, as we took in orders. Everybody was happy. They would post on social media about it, and the name grew and grew and grew. And here we are, you know, 6 or 7 years later with multiple exclusive athletes and relationships with athletes that I never could have imagined. Guys like, my Jose Reyes and David Wright, who, you know, they're not much older than me, but those were like my guys in prime Met years. Those were the kings of Queens, you know, and mm-hmm. to have personal relationships with those guys and be friendly, and our kids know each other and our wives know each other. It's definitely humbling. And it's very cool.
And they gain the trust of Absolutely. Those ball players who are, you know, always being presented with opportunities or this and that. Mm-hmm. And the relationships that you've built with David and Jose and so many others.
Absolutely.
You also handle all of the mail for many 86 Mets. And so, I mean, that trust factor's there, and the items that you put out are phenomenal. I mean, I couldn't believe when I was in your warehouse, you know, all the David Wright stuff, and he's entrusted you with these one of a kind items as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I have some of his game use stuff that he said to me, I'm ready to move on from some of this stuff, and basically gave it all to me and said, do what you do. And, you know, let me know when there's a check, you know, and it's great, you know, and just, it's a different, the problem I think a lot of this industry is that there are, like you said, a lot of unsavory characters in it. Right. And there's a lot of just disrespect to the athletes in a lot of cases where, you know, you treat a guy, I was brought up to treat everyone the way that you want your mother to be treated. Right. That's the words I've grown up with. So, you know, when you tell a guy that there's 24 baseballs there, but he's looking at three boxes and he knows that there's 12 in a box, he's like, I'm not stupid. I can count. I know you're trying to screw me here. So to just know that, you know, from day one when I was with these guys, it's like, bring in your own counter. You want somebody to sit there and count for you? I got no problem with it. I know my numbers are on and there's nothing to hide here. And just to, you know, once they know that, listen, this guy's not messing around. I get paid on time. I'm doing what I'm told I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not going over. I'm not, you know, there's that level of trust. And then they're willing to call their teammate or someone else. And then, you know, then it just explodes to, you really have access to everyone.
That word of mouth is so important, especially when you're endorsed and you're endorsed by a top name guy to another top name guy. That circulates, and then it's easier to get business done, of course. I was pretty blown away also recently by looking and seeing that you had that signing with Mike Piazza a few weeks ago, and I saw your pictures on your Instagram. I'm like, look, this is incredible stuff, you know? And so anyway, I'm so happy to have the association with you. And what we're going to do each and every week on the show, and you'll be joining us on occasions, and you'll be bringing some players on with us as the season unfolds. It's the 40th anniversary of that last World Championship of the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the associations and relationships you have with even current Met players, current stars. You just did one with Francisco Alvarez a few weeks ago.
So, right before that.
Yeah, so this Collectibles Corner each week will feature some upcoming signings, some items that you have that we're going to make available to the audience here. Mm-hmm. And you've also come up with a way to give back yourself with this. And there'll be a special promo code that we could use because you are a believer in the efforts of Tunnel the Towers as well, who is our presenting sponsor here. And you've decided to give a portion of the proceeds of the sales that are generated through this program to Tunnel the Towers. And I was like blown away by that. That's very cool.
Yeah. So we're going to create a discount code specifically for the Terry Collins Show. It'll be TC Show, all capital letters, that you can use on our website. Anything you purchase, you'll get free shipping on. So it benefits the consumer there. And then we'll take 10% of that total order and donate it to Tunnels the Tower.
That's amazing. I'm sure they're going to be very excited when they hear about it as well. But this week, because our first interaction with each other came about because of Terry Collins and Tom Hallion and those events in New York in December at the Queens Baseball Convention and at Mulcahy's, the snow day on Long Island.
Yeah, the snow day. That was a fun day.
That was crazy. So anyway, you have items that we're going to feature this week from that signing that are really pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I know the first one that's probably the highlight is this. You got actual ticket stubs from that game on May 28th, 2016.
Yeah, so we have the ticket stub from the game. It's been PSA encapsulated now. Both autographs got a Gem Mint 10. And it's signed by Terry on the top there. And it says, you got to give us a shot. And then we had Tom sign on the bottom and our asses in a jackpot. So, I mean, this was a very difficult item to come around. We were only able to obtain maybe 7 or 8 of these tickets. I still actively hunt for them, you know, and I'm always looking because I you know, I can see those guys at any time and add more. But it's been a really cool hot item right away. And just, you know, like something, again, that's just unique and different. It's just not a signed baseball or, you know, something. We just try to be outside the box a lot on the items that we put together.
Yeah, on these items, you have autographed baseballs, Terry and Tom on the sweet spot. And our creative director, Marsh, will be, as we're talking here, there are photos so people can actually see these items. You got wonderful frame photos of Terry and Tom with that famous argument that's up there on your website, as well as unframed.
Yeah, and I think what makes them extra cool is that they didn't just sign them. They also inscribed the quotes from that moment that were just so imperative to remembering what that whole thing was about with Terry just writing, you know, you got to give us a shot, you know, and Tommy with, you know, our ass is in a jackpot now, which also was very fun to listen to him explain like what that meant.
Yeah.
You know, when we did that, but we'll save that for the viewers, you know, when we have them, have them again to find out like what ass in a jackpot actually
meant.
And
we featured it on the show. We taped the QBC and we've of course had Tom on the Colin show. So, but people never get tired of it. They never get tired of hearing the stories because there's always a new element when they come on and talk that it's like, oh, wow, this is new information, you know? So, and it's so cool. And, so all of those, and you also, for those of you who are still in love, like I am with the 2015 National League champion, New York Mets, you have some autographed baseballs of Terry with that World Series baseball that are up on your site right now.
Yeah, I think that's one of the other things that's fun is just doing the logo baseball so that it's something more than just a signed baseball. It's that 2015 World Series logoed ball and just doing, you know, interesting, different things, you know, of that nature to do stuff like that.
Got it. Well, we're going to let everybody know, too, that there'll be certain giveaways that we do also. And it's all about getting followed on the social media. And then, you randomly pick somebody. So you're going to start your first one today, I guess.
Yeah, I think the first one we're going to do today is we'll start, obviously, we're going to highlight Terry and Tom. So we have an 8x10 photo of that famous argument that's signed by, you know, both of them and authenticated by James Spence Authentication on a witness cert. Terry gave us the got to give us a shot inscription. Tom gave us ass in the jackpot. So what we'll do is, everyone who comes, just follow Coaches Collectibles NY1 on Instagram and Coaches Collectibles on Facebook. Just tag some friends, tag the Terry Collins show so we know that's
tag our show.
Show, tag both parties, you know, post it on your stories everywhere, and we will just generate a giant list of everyone that's on there and. Let's try to give that away, you know, to right after the start of the season and get something out to somebody. Absolutely. And I'd like to do these all season long as we do signings with players. We bring in a player for an event. We have something signed specifically for the Terry Collins show and make that a giveaway for you guys. And let's keep it going all year. I mean, I love to just spread the fanhood and spread the fun. Let's just make it let's make it a fun season.
Yeah, the collectibles corner is going to be something I look forward to all the time here because – as a diehard, collectibles, Met stuff, rare stuff is always very, very cool. So if you want to take a look at the website and actually browse, peruse, go to the Terry, all they got to do really is punch Terry Collins in the search engine.
Absolutely.
And then all those items come up.
Absolutely. Anything that Terry signed will be on there, and you can do that as broad. You could type in Mets. You could type in a player name specifically. You could type in baseball, and you'll get all of them. There's, you know, we do sell more than just Mets stuff. You know, we are a full brand of all types, but, you know, it's great that we've really niched into the Met market. Being a Met fan myself, I never really expected it to go that exact, you know, that direction so much, but we've become one of the biggest, privately owned Mets distributors in the country now.
Yes.
Yeah, totally impressed with everything. I didn't want to leave the warehouse when I was in there taking a look.
Well, that's why I say you got to check your credit card at the door. Check your credit card at the door.
That's very important. Make sure you all go to CoachesCollectiblesNY.com to check out all of the great items that Dom has for your fans out there. And we'll be working with Dom all season long. It's a great way for Met fans to own some very cool stuff. And do you prefer to be called Domenico Dom? Or
Dom's fine.
Dom is good. Yeah. And Dom, we look forward to working with you all season long and the beginning of a great relationship between both of us.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you guys very much for having me.
You're quite welcome. Great to have Dom from Coaches Collectibles with us each and every week. We're going to feature another item for you folks to take a look at and add to your collection. So we'll have a great collectibles corner each and every week. And now it's time to feature another Tunnel to Towers Hero of the Week. This week, we tell the story of Chicago police officer Danny Golden, who was given a mortgage-free smart home by T2T after Danny was shot breaking up a bar fight that paralyzed him from the waist down. Here is his story.
Come on, folks, let's hear it from him. It's my honor and pleasure to be here on behalf of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and the Silva family to welcome home a true American hero.
We're in the city of Chicago today to give away a smart home for a police officer, Danny Golden. Danny stepped up while he was off duty. He was trying to break up a fight in a bar and somebody shot him. He's paralyzed from the waist down.
The bullet severed my spinal cord and stopped a millimeter from my heart. I was told I would never walk again. What I did that night was the right thing to do. Someone has to step up.
All I ever hear is that he saved a lot of lives that night.
My whole life, I always wanted to be a police officer. My grandfather was a police officer. My dad was a homicide detective. I always wanted to walk in their footsteps. I loved it. I loved every part of it.
I can't think of a person more deserving of a new house to make his life and his family's life a little bit easier.
Hit that button for the elevator to the right. Now I'll meet you upstairs.
Oh, my God. So big. I mean, the attention to detail is, it's unbelievable. To be able to have an elevator at my house, I did not factor that in at all.
Touch the faucet.
Oh, wow.
Touch it again.
I don't have to knock into counters anymore or bust my hands going through tight hallways.
I think it was like the first week we were home and we were struggling a little bit. Like, God, we looked at each other and we were like, how are we going to get through this? This house is going to be such a big help to have him be more independent.
Amazing.
Still can't believe this is our house and that they did this for us.
My future's so bright now. Donald Towers' passion and pride and what they've done for me is, I could never repay them. It's just unbelievable.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org to make a positive impact.
And we do feature a Hero of the Week every episode right here on the Terry Collins Show. Before we wrap up today, I want to bring on a creative director, Marsh, who came to Port St. Lucie to film and get content for this season. Marsh, good to have you back for season 3, my friend.
Hey, you.
That was always kind of a way for you to introduce yourself when we were doing our pro wrestling stuff several years ago.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But we had fun down in spring training. There was, there were some misadventures. There was some travel nightmares for you. But overall, I mean, how would you rate your first spring training trip?
It was great. I haven't been to, I don't think, any spring training except when I was the kid. We used to hit up the Diamondbacks game sometimes growing up in Tucson. But that was back way when they did spring training all the way out there. So as an adult, this is the first time I've been able to go out to any of the spring training games at all. And it was awesome. It was really cool. Like, everyone who I bumped into, it was easy to talk to anybody. Everyone's out there because they're a fan of baseball, primarily. They love their team, but they're a fan of baseball. You don't go to spring training if you're kind of a casual fan, you know?
Yeah, it's become a tradition for me now, 20 years running at spring training with my nephew, Dominic. And who's also our researcher here at the show, Dominic DiBiase.
But to have you down there and bringing you in to capture some content, we got a lot of stuff done. We really did. You know, we were with TC a good amount of time. And how was that for you personally to be hanging out with the legend himself, the baseball life for TC?
It was really cool. I mean, it always feels like there's not enough time. It always feels like, oh, we could hang out so much longer because he's got so many stories and he's had such a life that's, to me, fascinating. So it was really cool to be able to spend that time with him, get to see some of his mementos and hear some of those stories that that.
And see that beautiful home he lives in right near the golf course down there. And it was a great adventure, not only for you, but certainly for me. Every time I get to spend time with Terry, especially in that environment where he's out there at his club playing golf, socializing. It was amazing. And another part of spring training this year, went before you were there, my nephew was there. It was Terry invited us to his house, me and Andy Martino, Laura Albanese, and my nephew. And we just hung out having a great, great time. So very cool. And we look forward to this season. Marsh, you do a fabulous job here. And before we close out this episode, I mean, you shot a lot of footage down there. You captured, I mean, every time I looked at you, you were filming something. So I was like, we got to put together something that the fans could enjoy on our YouTube channel. So that is youtube.com, the Terry Collins Show, and you'll get a chance to see it for those of you who don't get video. And you could also watch it on Spotify now. Just don't, let's not forget that. We will, you put together a really cool music video of the sights and sounds of spring training, and we're going to end the show showing everyone that video and that footage you shot down in Port St. Lucie. So once again, Marsh, I mean, it was great to have you down there, and we look forward to working with you another season right here at the TC Show, and there'll be lots of great things in store for everybody during the 2026 season, and maybe the Mets will get into the postseason. Wouldn't that
be
nice?
It'd be really nice. Excited to see some more games this year, and yeah.
And next week, we will be back with Terry Collins, and we'll have some very special guests for the actual premiere episode of Season 3. This was our preview episode, and we're going to wrap it up for now. For Terry Collins, this is John Arezzi, wishing the Mets an amazing new season. We'll see you next time.